For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Waynesville's Folk Mood Festival is again underway, and in its 35th year, organizers say the Folk Dance Festival has never been more relevant or more necessary. Folk Mood is North Carolina's official international folk festival. As it's grown, the gathering has become much more than just a series of cultural dance performances, according to Folk Mood Executive Director Angie Schwab.
Folk Mood started out as really a folk dance organization. The word folk moot means meeting of the people, and as I've had a few years in this position, I've learned that the original term was based on this idea that a community come together and meet their needs above and beyond politics.
Folk moot began in the early 1980s when Waynesville physician Clinton Border accompanied an Appalachian clogging group to a folk dance festival in the United Kingdom. When he returned, he gathered a group of his neighbors and told them he wanted to create something similar in Haywood County.
Dr. Border, the founder of folk moot, felt like the Appalachian culture was just as interesting and unique as the cultures he was experiencing in other countries, and he thought that we should play host to the rest of the world.
Since then, an estimated 10,000 performers from more than 200 nations have graced Western North Carolina stages each July, demonstrating cultural traditions of dance, dress, and music. In addition to local Appalachian and Cherokee performers, this year's guests include groups representing Venezuela, Thailand, Northern Cyprus, Italy, the Czech Republic, Mexico, Jamaica, and Ghana. And when they come, they all stay together in dorm-style housing at the Folk Moot Friendship Center in Waynesville's Hazelwood neighborhood.
We're a 40,000-square-foot historic school. One of our buildings was built in the 1920s and the second one in the 1940s. We have 22 classrooms, a cafeteria, an auditorium. We have a lot of space.
Helping foreign visitors navigate American culture, as well as ministering to logistical concerns, are about 24 volunteers called guides, who also stay at Folk Moot and earn a small stipend.
It's just the sharing of cultures that I feel is extremely important.
That's Rolf Kaufman, who knew Dr. Border and was at that initial meeting where Folk Moot was born. Today, Kaufman's affectionately known as Mr. Folk Moot and serves on its board of directors.
I was born in Germany before the Nazi regime. My family is Jewish, and we were being persecuted, of course, by Hitler and his Nazis. In 1935, it was determined that we better get out of there.
During his long involvement with Folk Moot, Rolf Kaufman has always seen its potential for both visitors to and residents of Western North Carolina.
This is a great benefit to the area, and it promotes understanding between people of various origins. It will send back people to their home countries with an experience that I think will make them friends of ours and friends of our country and never enemies, so it could be a remote contributor to world peace.
During her 4 years as executive director of Folk Moot, Angie Schwab has watched its relevance grow.
In a time where a lot of us are thinking about refugees or multiculturalism or maybe fear of people who are different from us, now is the time for Folk Moot. I'm not sure we've ever been as important.
This year's Folk Moot Festival features 25 events across the region and winds up at Lake Junaluska July 29th. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.